from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Chime, now you've done it in the Twitch chat.
Oh man, what was that?
Somebody watching this show on Twitch is like, what the F is this?
That's what that's
Chapel Roan, one of the hottest in the business right
really?
Now.
I would not have pegged Greg as a Chapel Roan guy.
I got it from DMs.
Yeah.
What's it called? I saw the post on Bullet's Instagram.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yes.
The video of you guys jamming out to Pink Pony Club in the Red Turtle.
In the Red Turtle. We were jamming out to Pink Pony Club, me and Bullet.
Wow.
You can follow Bullet on Instagram.
That was god awful.
Beantown Bullet is his. What do you mean it's not god
awful? That was
it's a great,
awful.
It's a great song, bud.
That's
what's called pop music.
Oh, there we go. See it on Twitch? Look at that. There he is. He looks very happy to be listening to Pink Pony.
No, look at his face. He's thinking the same thing. Like, what the hell is this crap they're
she's
playing?
She's hot right now.
That stinks. If she's
Chaperone's
hot.
The hottest
have you heard
in the
hot
business.
To go?
Oh, God.
That song slaps.
I don't want to hear no more of anything that she has to sing. I didn't know why. I thought that was an AI or something.
Chime loves that song, too.
Oh, yeah. That's actually went to trivia last night. That's the name of our trivia team.
Yes. That is the name of our trivia team, and we dominate.
I was pretty upset. I was pretty upset last night, Greg.
Why?
At trivia.
You should bring me to trivia. I would kill.
I would love to. So, Lauren and I just go.
Where do you go?
So last night we went over to Navigation Brewing over in Chelmsford, their new location. Mm-hmm. They had it last night, and we went and we played. We were nearly perfect.
Mm.
Nearly perfect the entire game. You guys are all huge Breaking Bad fans, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Outside of Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston.
Let me guess. The answer was Gus.
Nope. Can you name any of the actors or actresses who are in more than 50 episodes outside of Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul?
I can name their character, like Hank.
Or the real life names?
You have to have the name of the
You have to have the name of the actor or actress.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I would say
Bob Odenkirk, not in 50 episodes.
That would be difficult.
Let's see.
That would be difficult. You got Hank.
You got Hank. One of the drug dealers who was the Salty Mafia.
Well, you got Skyler White.
The son.
You've got the son.
Yeah.
You've got Walt Jr.
Yep.
But I don't know the name of the actors.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's like nobody knows who those actors and actresses are.
What the hell's Michael's name?
Who?
Michael. Giancarlo Esposito.
Only in 37 episodes.
Oh, damn. Only in 37 episodes.
I double checked.
How many episodes was you remember the character that
yes,
Michael?
Yes.
What the hell was his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Huh.
That was a good one.
So you lost on that one, Chime?
Yeah, we lost because of that.
I could see that.
What was the prize?
I don't know. I think it was like cash or something.
Yeah.
I wasn't concerned about the prize, Greg. I just enjoy going to trivia. We kick ass.
I understand.
All right.
It's a lot of fun. And I know in the future that you guys are all hoping that some girls actually show up.
It's literally just me and my girlfriend, fun fact. And my human girlfriend, we actually go somewhere and play trivia instead of like playing on the computer.
You know what I heard? That a place that does trivia in the Boston area, that's one of the best establishments in the city, I would say.
Uh-huh.
The 99 in Charlestown may be closing down.
Really? I don't know.
I heard that rumor yesterday, and if that's true, we should make a stand. We should take a stand.
You want to take a stand on that?
Yeah.
99 Does Trivia Thursdays at 8, I believe.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, I believe we are going to start with Drake May and what he said yesterday, correct?
You are absolutely correct, Greg. It only makes sense that we start with my guy. The guy who should be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, Drake May. The reporters got to go into the locker room and talk to him. If you'll see on Twitch right now, one of those reporters was Pop Douglas using a banana as a microphone, which was adorable. Yes. But this was Drake May at his locker yesterday.
You disappointed you're not the starter?
I wouldn't think disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. But at the same time, understand the situation. You know, kind of what's coming in here. And Jacoby's, you know, being the offense, and you got, you know, the reps, you know, with the ones all camp. So can't really say I'm disappointed, but at the same time, I want to be playing.
Okay.
Good point.
So you can look at that and wonder whether it's passive aggressive when he says he got the reps with the ones all camp.
Yep.
Maybe he's just saying that he had an indication that this was going to happen, or maybe he's saying, like the rest of us, why didn't he get any of the reps with the ones during camp so that you knew what he was?
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry.
Great point.
Like, I don't understand why you draft a guy. And we've talked about it a lot. Why do you draft a guy that high and give him zero opportunities to show you what he has in game with the ones? I don't get it.
Stupid.
I mean, I guess it's because that was the plan. We've talked a lot about the plan. We'll get to. I've asked Gerard Mayo a couple times about the plan, and he's not very specific about it. But
because he doesn't know what the plan is, they don't keep him in the loop.
We will get to ask him about the plan when he's on this show Tuesday morning when we come back after the weekend.
So. As I start to think about this and what the plan is, it becomes more and more of a clearer picture for me. So look at Elliott Wolf and where he comes from and what system he learned from. Green Bay Packers. So they sat their quarterbacks, and we've talked about Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, you know, Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers. So their plan was, okay, we don't want to rush a young guy. Then you look at where Van Pelt comes from, and I think Elliott Wolf says to Van Pelt, hey, listen, the plan that I'm used to doing is let's ease the young guy into
it. Sit a guy for a year because it worked with Jordan Love.
Right.
He sat for three years.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Or it worked with Aaron Rodgers.
Right. He says to Van Pelt, Greg, can Jacoby Brissett at least keep us afloat as far as knowing the offense and that kind of things and running the offense to Van Pelt, where Van Pelt goes, yeah, I think he could do that for us because he was with me before.
Yeah.
So there's no need to rush him into that. And then Mayo comes in the room and says, hey, the Drake May kid, are we going to, you know, let him go out there and get reps? And they're like, no, we're going to go in this direction.
Yeah, I said this yesterday, but I truly believe that Gerard Mayo purposefully on this show Monday went out of his way to tell you that Drake May had outperformed Jacoby Brissett because he wanted to be on record. He's fighting an internal battle, and he wasn't winning.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to be on record as telling everybody that Drake May was the better quarterback. So, you know what? He can't – if Jacoby Brissett goes out there and it's a disaster – 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks in,
right?
He can't be blamed for it.
No,
I mean, I
don't think you can blame him for any. Like when it comes to the choosing of who's starting at quarterback, I think that's not on his plate at all.
Yeah,
you'll be able
which
to.
Is sad. It
yeah,
should be.
It should be. You're
it,
right.
It
you're,
should be.
You don't want to be a head coach and you basically can only do
you're
once.
Like a puppet.
One, you know on one mean? Side of the football.
Yeah.
So,
all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, we'll stay with the Patriots here, but let's pivot over to a couple guys on the defensive line. Earlier this week, we heard comments from Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show about Taxachusetts.
Yes, yes.
Well, Patriots players have actually commented on that specific comment. This is Keon White and Devon Godshaw talking about the taxes in Massachusetts.
Now, you know what pissed me off, too?
It's a $2 million.
When I got
God
here,
damn.
They got that extra 4% millionaire's tax out here, too.
Absolutely.
That'll get you, too.
Massachusetts is bad with state taxes, too.
What?
It's terrible.
What?
It's probably, it's right up there with New York. In L.A., it's terrible. Massachusetts is bad when it comes to state tax. I just heard Bill Belichick spoke about it. He was talking about, on the Pat McPhee show, he was talking about how it was tough to sign free agencies, free agents in Massachusetts because of the state tax.
Yeah.
Like, guys was like, nah, I won't come here because of tax. And, you know, I mean, guys, these days, if you can sign with a team with no state tax, then go ahead and sign with them because, I mean, that's more money you keep in your pocket.
I wasn't ready for, like, when that first check hit, I wasn't prepared that they was really taking half. Like, you always hear, like, they taking half your check. But, like, no, that's for real.
Okay. Welcome to the league, young pup.
Go ahead and text me and say, Greg, the millionaire tax has nothing to do with why players won't come here. Go ahead. Send me those text messages. You voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the what do they say? Elections have repercussions, or so you have players now telling you that it's an issue for them.
I mean, this has been going on since the dawn of time when it comes to professional athletes. And then you add another tax in there, like, oh, wait a second. Because you don't really know. You don't have that type of money. You come from an environment where you don't know anything about taxes. And at first you're like, what do you mean? The government's really taking half? Oh, yeah. And then
I hate this argument. This is from a 617 texter who obviously voted for the millionaire's tax and is bitter about it. That bringing up Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a higher tax rate and athletes still go there. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that the Dodgers or whomever have gotten used to overpaying people so that they can deal with the tax situation.
They also don't have to pay the environment tax that you have to pay because they have 75-degree weather all year and sunny, whereas you have winter and cold weather and disgustingness for half the year.
And he even said, I don't know who was speaking, whether that was Godchow or Ken White, but I think it was Godchow said even L.A., you know, so guys know that and they go, you know, if I go to Cali, it's going to be a little bit more expensive because taxes are going to hit you over the head. If there's a better opportunity somewhere else, I'll go there.
These people who voted for it and who are constantly berating me over it, I would just say congratulations then. Massachusetts is second to California when it comes to states that take your entire paycheck. So you congratulations. You're only number two. What's next?
Let's talk some baseball here, Greg. Alex Cora spoke after the game last night. Pretty happy with Rich Hill's appearance in the game and talked about how they might actually use him a decent amount going forward.
He did an outstanding job. We brought him in with men on to get a lefty out, did a good job. Then you know, we have Vladdy and then lefties, you know, and he's not here just to hang out. He's here to contribute, you know, for the people that think this is just kind of like for a guy to play 20 years straight in the big leagues. No, we believe that he can get people out, and he did an amazing job. Yeah, I mean, his stuff has been the same for like 7 years, you know, 88, spins it, and, you know, he'll throw it in zone. He'll make you, you know, look away as a lefty, and then he has that good fastball. So, I think it was a good one for him. The first one, you know, close game and a first two outs to get his feet wet, you know, if he needed experience, you know, and we'll use it the right way. But I do believe he's going to contribute.
Okay, awesome. Why not? One small problem. They wanted him to watch film after, and he requested it either on beta or VHS. But
I thought you were going to make a joke that he was already asleep.
But nice to have the guy at 44 years old.
So I know Tristan Cassis went before the game to get a seafood tower, as you had on your lead yesterday, Greg. Do you think Rich Hill goes to the Golden Corral before the game?
He probably enjoys some Raisinets with Wiggy.
Yeah,
I would guess.
Maybe. Me and Rich, we love them Raisinets.
All right.
Maybe a good Werther's original.
That does it for They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and there is an Arizona office that has finally found out what was stinking up the place in a cube, and it turns out it wasn't old food,
no.
which probably would have been more comforting.
Yes.
I think this is one of this might be an issue with remote work where there aren't a lot of people in the office.
Oh, wait till you hear what the company, what their excuse is okay. for this, because
okay. All right. Well,
man,
we will get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up, the New England Patriots have decided that they are going with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May. And we will get to talk to that guy, Gerard Mayo, about that decision on this show on Tuesday when we get back from the long weekend.
Well, the good thing about Jacoby Brissett starting, and if it is all season long, you'll stink. So you might be in the top three and potentially... Travis Hunter, the kid from Colorado.
It's one game, Wiggy.
Hey, he was nails last year, like as a player out there. I think he's maybe, you know, these pro rankings as far as prospects have him, you know, top three best overall players coming out next year. So he could be somebody that you might want to keep your eyes on. And that's why college football is a great thing. Who could the Pats use with that, you know, with their potential top five pick again? Travis Hunter? I mean, he can play both ways. I don't know if he does it in the NFL, but who the hell knows?
I mean, you know better than the rest of us. Maybe this ends up being the right call because Jacoby Brissett is able to manage the new offense better than Drake May. And you got to...
Craig, you believe that?
You got to... He got a strong. I'm trying to talk myself into it, like a lot of fans. You got a strong defense, so you know, maybe defense wins football games. Is that still true, Wiggy?
I mean, you know, to some point, but even the defense is probably going to take a step back a little bit. You lost, you know, Judon, and we don't know what's going on with Barmore. So you know, there's going to be some. You know, they said that Christian Gonzalez struggling a little bit at camp. So who the hell knows where your defense is going to be? But is there a chance that your offense is worse this year than it was last year?
Here's a 207 text from. That means it's from my adopted home continent of Maine, and thank you to everybody who listens to this show on our radio stations in Maine. You guys are overreacting on the May situation. As we saw with Bill, teams often improve during the first month, and perhaps they expect the O-line to develop dramatically over the first month and then be ready for Drake May. So maybe that's what the expectation is. Maybe that's the plan, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm. I get that's what people are going to tell me, but what would be the difference between week one and week four? The offensive line gets you 4 or 5 weeks under their belt, and whoever you're, I think the only question you're really going to have with the O-line, my personal opinion, is who's your left tackle? And you can help your left tackle out. Maybe you put a tight end over there. You chip there with the running back. You take a little pressure off of that guy, whoever it is, and that helps out the rookie quarterback. But at least the rookie quarterback is able to get the experience and the reps that he needs. You run the ball a little bit more.
We talked about this yesterday. If your O-line is shaky at best, don't you want a guy who can scramble and has some pocket presence and can make something out of, make you know what, out of chicken salad or what? Like, I mean, that's Drake May. That's not Jacoby Brissett.
100%. It's all about when it breaks down. And, you know, and I know Nico, he brought up a good point yesterday saying it turns into backyard football and you want the better athlete to be able to do that.
But Ninkovich yesterday, when he called this show randomly, suggested that this was the absolute right decision that was made by whoever made the decision.
And yeah, before the decision was made, though, Devin McCourty said the same thing. You've heard a lot of players say that.
Yeah, they were all wrong.
And I've noticed a lot, Jelani Tavai, and he's great. I love having him on this show. But every time we bring up Jacoby and Drake, he's very complimentary towards Jacoby and really doesn't say much about Drake May, only that he needs to prove himself.
Yeah, you got to do that, though.
You don't have to do that because they're both your teammates. So I mean,
everybody was very complimentary of Mac Jones. No, Mac Jones. I mean, you got to do that. I think that when you look at it, and I get what McCourty's saying, I get what Ninkovich is saying, I get their points. I don't agree with it. I think when you start to look the way the league is today, you want to know what you got, one way or the other. You want to be able to have them go out there, and I bet you if I ask both of them. And I ask, we had Matt Ryan on here, and you ask anybody who's played in the NFL, would you rather get live reps or be standing on the sideline not getting those reps? Every guy will tell you.
Here's a 781 text that says probably less turnovers with Jacoby Brissett than there would be with Drake May.
How?
Yeah.
How does he figure that? Yeah. Wait, how many turnovers did Drake May have in preseason? How many did Jacoby Brissett have? Oh, all right. Thank you. I'll take it off the air.
Yeah.
Idiots. People are so dumb. Like, what are you talking about? Jacoby Brissett just stands in the pocket and throws prayers up.
You don't have to refer to them as dumb because they don't agree with you.
It's just, sorry, they get me hot and bothered.
Yeah. We have been looking at something on social media all morning, and it is awful news, and it unfortunately has been confirmed.
Yeah.
And so we probably should share this news, but it is awful news.
Yeah, Greg and I saw this earlier this morning, but obviously didn't want to bring it up if it wasn't true and just a rumor on social media. But it has been confirmed by the Columbus Blue Jackets that Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew both died in an accident. It seems like it was last night. They issued a pretty lengthy statement, but it starts off by saying the Columbus Blue Jackets are shocked and devastated by this unimaginable tragedy. Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more significantly, a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. We extend our heartfelt sympathies to his wife, Meredith, his children, Noah and Johnny, his parents, their family, and friends on the sudden loss of Johnny and Matthew.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Obviously, Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, was at BC. Was a year younger than me. This is like, I mean, unimaginable.
It really is.
And to think of all of his friends, and he's obviously very close with the Hayes family.
Yeah.
There's just, this is, when this, that we saw a text early this morning, and Greg and I were like, this can't be true. And then I started looking through social media. It looked like his sister had her wedding rehearsal yesterday.
Mm.
So, they just tweeted that out 1 minute ago. So,
man, life is so fragile.
It really is.
Him and his brother, Matthew.
Oh, yep.
Jesus.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable hockey player, mm-hmm. and sounds like an unbelievable father and husband.
Yeah.
And so devastating news. when it comes to the Gaudreau family and to his friends and those who cared about him. So that is just awful news. What type of accident are they?
The reports earlier this morning, I've been following this ABC 6, which is out of Philly. And the reports overnight were two bicyclists struck, killed after a vehicle in Salem County, New Jersey. So those were where the rumors started. And then now that it has been confirmed, I mean, I would assume that this is the same story.
Accident wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. That is so sad.
It is obviously awful news.
Right.
And I'm sure the NHL community will come together for that family, but it is horrible news.
Yeah.
So those are the Blue Jackets confirming that Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, has passed away, and we will keep you up to date on that. Awful news tonight.
Right.
All right. And Courtney, do you know him at BC?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Me, him, and Kevin actually took a public speaking course together.
Yeah.
But just like for the talent that he had on the ice, the kid he was off of the ice was one of the nicest, most humble people, very like kind of quiet in class, but was so just like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
So.
Unbelievable. I got to, I think I've told the story on the air. He and Jimmy and Kevin and Gronk and Julian came over and stayed with us for a Fagawi on Nantucket. I think I told the story before of Julian pouring a bottle of champagne over his head at Ackyard Barbecue, and just an extraordinary guy.
Right.
The only time I got to meet him and interact with him, but an awful story.
Like so young, and has his wife and two kids.
Right. Just hug your family. You know, call the people you love. Life is short. You know, it's so sad, a tragedy like this. You know, that's you enjoy life every day. Tell the people that mean the most to you in your life how much you love them and what they mean to you, because you never know, and that's the crazy thing about this world we live in. You never know. Life can be taken away from you like that, and hope, you know, all we could do is send our prayers to his family and friends.
All right. Well, that is a developing story this morning, and that is that the NHL has lost, and his family and friends have lost Johnny Gaudreau. So we will keep you up to date on that. And we will get to the rest of today's news with Courtney coming up next.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no bad pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked away?
Recapping, if you are just joining us this morning, some really sad news that just broke. There were rumors earlier this morning, but the Columbus Blue Jackets just confirmed 14 minutes ago that Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew have died in an accident last night. We were following a story in New Jersey where two people on bikes were hit by a driver and died. We weren't sure if the rumors were true that it was Johnny Gaudreau, but they are. The Blue Jackets tweeted out saying the Columbus Blue Jackets are shocked and devastated by this unimaginable tragedy. Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more specifically a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. We extend our heartfelt sympathies to his wife, Meredith, his children, Noah and Johnny, his parents, their family, and friends of the sudden loss of Johnny and Matthew. Like I said earlier, his sister was getting married today.
Oh, God.
So that it seems like they were all together for the rehearsal yesterday, if you're looking on social media. Yeah. So obviously a BC player. So just really, really terrible, terrible story this morning.
Okay.
Trying to pivot.
Yeah.
But gird your loins, because moving day is Sunday. So be prepared. Traffic, apartment buildings being run by folks moving in and out, zero parking with all the moving trucks. Even yesterday, Tania Del Rio, she spoke at a press conference. We said that they were going to hold a press conference about, you know, not driving on Sturo Drive, everything like that. She warned against people picking up other people's trash. So I guess one person's trash is not somebody else's treasure.
What about a mattress? You could find
it. No, that's disgusting.
If you're driving by Boston College or Boston University, you may find a perfectly good mattress that was not often used by by a college student. So they're recommending that you don't pick up this stuff. It'll be all over the place. Oh, I mean, it's a nightmare. This is a nightmare weekend.
Selfie, it already is all over the place. I went on a walk yesterday. There were so many mattresses in, like, mattresses with holes in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any air conditioners out there?
I didn't see any air conditioners.
Let me tell you, if you get your hands on some of those things, they snatch those up pretty quick, though. Those are hard to get.
All right. Yeah. Well, we may be, you brought it up yesterday, but we could break a record this year when it comes to storrowing. We're getting very close to a record year for U-Hauls and trucks that have driven into bridges.
You were almost one of them.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
You would have been 15.
The disaster was averted. I wisely chose another route. So, all right, be careful. Be ready for it all weekend long.
An alleged Venezuelan migrant gang has taken over several apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. I don't know if you've seen this. Mitch has the videos. They are wielding guns.
This is America?
This is America.
Okay.
Aurora, Colorado. This is like a suburb. And they've taken over a few across the city.
Okay. It's like New Jack City, Nino Brown all over.
Great movie.
Yes.
Wiggy, great movie.
Oh, I love that.
So what do they do? Do they make you give an extra month's rent as a deposit or what?
It's crazy because you look up these stories and they're not saying like, oh, nobody, I don't think anybody's been hurt yet, but they're moving in to these apartment complexes and these people that live there are just thrown out.
And what happened? They tried to take over a school bus yesterday as well.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
No mask either. They're like, the hell with this. Hey, we are the official, you said it was a Latin gang?
It's Venezuelan.
Yeah, they said we are the Spanish CMB Cash Money Brothers, Nino Brown and them. We coming up in here and we selling our...
We may need a little help if things get bad from the Gray Bike Motorcycle Club. It might be up to you to go and defend the United States of America, Wiggy.
No, we are a peaceful...
Oh, you are a peaceful gang?
Peaceful organization.
Okay.
We deal with that type of...
Will you be on the Gray Bike this weekend in the city, or are you going away?
I mean, listen, to all my bikers out there, be careful because we already have the sad story. Yeah. But this weekend is big college football. I'll be down checking out my games. UMass, they play Saturday.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Saturday, right? Yeah, they play tomorrow against Eastern Michigan.
Both the boys going to see some playing time?
The oldest one will see some action. The youngest one has a chance because they're dealing with some injury. So, you know, when the opportunity comes
playing,
a knocking.
Where are both of the boys playing?
They both play D-line.
Both D-line.
Yeah, so when opportunity comes a-knocking, you better be ready for it. So they got a chance to get some action.
So just like the old man, no hands. And no speed.
No, they actually had good hands. My oldest was a tight end, but I always pushed them to defense because there's nothing that comes out. Look at the tight ends. There's no action that comes out of there. Go to defense, play longer, see ball, find ball, tackle ball. Much easier than tight end.
Police are looking for a guy who's been looking into windows in Alston and Brighton. College students back on campus, back off campus housing. But everyone's on edge. We can hear from one BC student, which this happened at her house.
He looked at her and then looked back at our house and kept looking, which I think kind of scared her the most. And then he eventually kept walking around the house. All of us kind of just came together. We started locking all the windows in the house and figuring out what windows didn't close and like the AC units and like all the doors. And some of us don't have curtains, so kind of just trying to cover all that up.
So a fun fact, this house that she was just walking, if you're watching on Twitch, was my off-campus house.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So very interesting. Yeah. What I first thought of was that Roxbury guy, because when Greg, when you were out, we had a story about a Roxbury guy that was going onto people's porches and looking through windows. Yeah.
Well, they caught some of this dude's voice on a Ring camera. If you would like to hear it right now, maybe somebody can identify him.
Hi.
Why so much action in BC, like when it comes to this?
You know, always.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you never the tickler.
Like, never hear like BU or Northeast, and it's always like BC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very weird.
They get active out there.
We have some influencers in the news.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
If you're on TikTok or if you're into influencer culture like me, you know who Tiana is, TT. She used to date Cody Ford, who is a guard for the Bengals. She got engaged to him quite recently.
Yeah.
Quickly after getting engaged, rumors started swirling when she wasn't wearing her engagement ring anymore. And then there were some cheating rumors. Yep. They were all confirmed, and they called off the engagement.
Okay.
Ex-fiance Tiana, TT, is now speaking out about Cody's new apparent girlfriend. Oh. Very quick. He jumped very quick.
Which one is this on Twitch?
If you're watching on Twitch right now, that is TT and Cody.
That's the old Cody. That's the old girl.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Tiana. And she was, like, doing game day videos, and she was, like, she became kind of, like, a celebrity at Bengals games.
Okay.
All right.
But now there is a new girl, Leah Rodriguez, who showed up to the last preseason game wearing Ford's jersey and a Bengals jacket.
Ooh.
That's her, if you're watching on Twitch.
Okay.
That's Rodriguez.
Okay, I think that's an upgrade.
Well, no.
Let's, TT
is my girl.
Okay. Yeah, she might be your girl, but this is an upgrade. Upgrade you.
Tiana is claiming that Rodriguez here is wearing her clothes.
Oh, boy.
That she left back at the house.
At his house?
Yes.
Oh, that's a real problem.
Yeah. So
the new girl is not supposed to wear the clothes of the old girl.
Tiana wore this exact outfit a year ago.
Oh, boy.
Somebody looks better in it than the other.
No, stop it right now.
That is a girl fight waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Like, she's basically trolling her by wearing her clothes at the game.
Correct.
With the new dude.
Yeah. Well, and I won't stand for it. This Leah Rodriguez's sister is now commenting on things saying, you know, Tiana needs to speak out because she knows that my sister wasn't the one he was cheating with.
Oh, boy.
Because people are suspecting that this girl is the mistress. Oh.
I feel like Tiana Wiggy is for them screets.
She is, but
no,
hey,
Tiana is not. Leah, maybe.
Who's Tiana?
Tiana is the ex-girlfriend, the ex-fiance,
hey,
TT.
Listen. What the Ford kid, he was like, all right, TT Leah. TT Leah.
Is this interfering in his performance on the field?
No.
No.
I mean, look at her swag right there. I mean, she's dressed like a boy. You know, like a teenager.
You like the other one. Like
I mean, look at the other
Don't
one.
Don't insult Courtney. Yeah,
well, I mean,
that is, she is my favorite right now.
Well, you tell her to step her tie game
up. She's perfect.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney coming up next, including an Arizona office that finally was able to find out what was stinking up the place in somebody's cube, and it was not old food.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.